Jamestown Finance and Legal approves Compassion Center permit, summer youth meals available in Jamestown. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Jamestown Finance and Legal Committee approved to renew the special use permit for the Compassion Center in Business Loop East, Jamestown. Opened in September of 2019, the Compassion Center Medical Marijuana Dispensary has continued to do business. Jamestown Police Chief Scott Ettinger says his department has had no problems with the dispensary.
None whatsoever. They've been very good to work with.
Formerly Herbology, the company was purchased by Curaleaf, which city assessor Jamison Vile says hasn't affected the operations or staff.
A lot of the employees are still the same. They acquired essentially the whole company, the property, so on and so forth. So a lot of my contacts that I deal with are the exact same people I've been working with for the past 2 years.
The committee approved to renew the special use permit agreement with Curaleaf through June of 2022. Great Plains Food Bank has announced that the Youth Summer Meals program will be offered again in Jamestown starting June 1st. The program allows children to continue to receive a quality lunch when school is out for the summer. Food will be provided in parks and at the Two Rivers Activity Center. You can find times, dates, and locations online at newsdakota.com. The cost of prescription drugs will be more transparent thanks to a bill passed in the 2021 legislature and signed by Governor Doug Burgum.
One bill in particular passed, which will increase the transparency regarding the cost of prescription drugs. So it requires drug makers to report how a drug is priced and to justify if it increases 10% in 1 year or 40% over 5 years. So that's a significant win. It's going to allow consumers to understand more about what goes into the cost of their prescription drugs.
North Dakota AARP Advocacy Director Janelle Moos says many seniors typically have to choose between whether they should pay for food or their prescription medications. That's the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.